Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air, like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 16 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The Department of Homeland Security is continuing to deal with urgent threats on Election Day. Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Gas prices are expected to continue to decline over the next few days as the price of oil continues to fall. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices have declined by 7 cents a gallon over the past week.
The national average is $2.74. Now about 18 cents lower than where prices were a month ago when they averaged $2.92 per gallon.
You would have to go back to April to find a similar national average of $2.74 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. troops and Customs and Border Protection officers have put barbed wire fencing in place as 4 caravans are headed towards the United States-Mexico border. The caravans have reportedly grown to approximately 12,000 Central American immigrants. And Amazon has said they will have free shipping to everyone during their 2018 holiday season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some new information's coming out concerning Alec Baldwin's latest arrest in New York City. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The actor may have slapped and not punched his alleged victim during an argument over a parking space last week. As TMZ is reporting, law enforcement officials say the male driver who took Baldwin's parking spot later told cops the actor struck him with his hand. Officials say that description is more consistent with a slap rather than a punch, as had been reported. If it was a slap, it might not be considered assault if the two men were involved in a shoving match at the time.
Movies about music are tops at the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Do it again.
One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody is queen at the box office, being the number one movie in America, earning $50 million over the weekend. Coming in at number two, The Nutcracker and The Four Realms with $20 million, followed by Nobody's Fool at number three. A Star is Born, the other musical movie, drops down to number four. And the remake of Halloween with Jamie Curtis drops down to number five. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we are in the studio. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle. We have a Hot and Hunted In broadcast today. We have someone calling in. Tracy from CASA will be on the phone with us in about 20 minutes or so. In the meantime, I know everyone wants the weather, right? Well, our weather is right now 52, a little foggy out. So what does everyone do when it's foggy out? Is that some great thing, something that you wait to do until it's foggy out? If it is, you could call us, 908-237 in the studio, 1140. And this afternoon, it looks like we have an 80% chance of continued showers and some additional patchy fog. Take us into some heavy rain later this evening. So that's not so good. I know we've had enough of the rain around here. Tomorrow we have, I thought it was supposed to be nice, but actually I guess I'm wrong again. There's showers and then some heavy rain tomorrow, but it is warm. We have a high of 64, so I'll take that. Our beach day, we have beach days today, believe it or not, this week on Wednesday. That is our beach day. We have mostly sunny skies and a high of 61. It gets pretty chilly Wednesday evening. We're dipping down below 40. We have a low of 39 Wednesday evening with partly cloudy skies. Another sunny day on Thursday with a high of 54. Another cold night. And then Friday, we have some showers and a high of just 52. So that's what's going on with the weather. Be back in just a moment.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, and we're back here. So we have a couple things, announcements to talk about today. We have Flemington Restaurant Week going on. We have the huge event at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for the Business Expo, which is on November 8th, which is this week. So we want to give a plug for that. And then this whole month is National Caregivers Awareness Month. So we had a guest last week that talked about how the supports are available, and a lot of times people don't know about what's in the community to support caregivers. So we want to give a shout out for that. And Tracy will be on to talk about an event coming up for CASA. So a lot of stuff we're getting ready to tell you a little bit more about. So stay with us.
They say this change.
the stars stay up all night? Well, I don't know. Can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Flemington Restaurant Week, just trying to make sure that it's the whole week and not just one day. So there is Taste of Flemington. All right, here it is. We've got November 4th to the 9th. And there are things that happened yesterday, which was on Sunday, November 4th, for special three-course price-fixed dinners. But there are several restaurants that are participating. They have special Restaurant Week menus. If you go on www.exploreflemington.com, you can find all of the different menus. Today, we can give a shout out for one item that is posted on the website, which is Alfresco's Monday Night Special Half Price Entree. So there's probably about a dozen, one, two, three. More than a dozen. There's probably closer to a dozen and a half, 18 to 20 different restaurants that are participating. Some I was not even familiar with. So that is a lot going on for the restaurant week. So it's going on this week here in Flemington. Hope you take some time to explore that.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
My bed to say hello. You see, I got this funny notion. Life is only just a notion. I've been drowning in emotion. Now I'm swimming back to shore. Okay, 7, this I know, but I've been moving kind of slow, and so I called. Oh, it must be so appalling if you think that I've been stalling. This is me, now I am calling, and I'm better than before. And I'd like to talk to you. That's what I said. I am breathing, I'm not dead. I'm waiting here now in my bed.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, and we are back in the studio. So I want to explore the restaurant week, because it's a great opportunity when you have a chance to visit a new restaurant that maybe you've seen, you've driven by, you say, oh, I wonder what that's like. This is like a perfect excuse to stop your car or stop walking and go on over to the restaurant and take a look at the different menus and see what's going on. So it goes right through the night. So there's 20 different places you could choose from. I had a somewhere around 18, but there's actually 20. And if you missed the three-course dinners yesterday, there are a whole lot of things that you can pick from. There's Mexican, Viva Mexico has a restaurant week they're participating in. And there are some other options besides what we all missed yesterday. So I know this, the Taste of Flemington is a great way. They say businesses slow down sometimes in November, right through February. So it really is a great way to look at some different places. And I think Aunt Dee Dee's, I've never even heard of that one. So that popped up on the list. That might be something to explore. And that is located on Main Street. So how did we miss that? And that was right at 52 Main Street, Aunt Dee Dee's. I've never even heard of it. So that is going on. We have Alfresco's, I mentioned, which is pasta night. And I've been there a few times. I just heard about that. Bluefish Grill is on Main Street. Then we have Italian, a couple of Italian places to pick from. Factory Fuel, which is the coffee house that's attached to the Great Menu. And what else we have? We have Grateful Bites. That's always a sponsor. Market Roost and Teresa's Cafe. So there's some other ones, but definitely some things to look at. So we have Tracy calling in around 4:30. And before that happens, I want to definitely highlight some things going on for the Chamber. So the Chamber has their annual expo. It's the Business Expo and Food Showcase. And that is happening on Thursday, November 8th at 2 p.m. And that is at the Next Level Arena, 426 Case Boulevard in Flemington. So that is going on this week. This the show runs from 2 to 7 p.m. with continuous shuttles for parking running from the J.P. Case Middle School. So this annual event is a huge, huge event for the Chamber, and it's a great way to showcase different things. There are many, many different booths that are involved here, different things you can see. I believe someone from 101.5 will be at the event, which is on, again, on Thursday. So some really, really exciting things going on right here in Hunterdon County. I'm really excited to be able to tell you a little bit about it. So we do have some things. When Tracy calls on, I want to make sure we have our news on so we don't get disrupted or interrupted. So we're going to do our halfway break, news break, and then hopefully we'll be back with Tracy. Stay with us.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air, like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 16 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The Department of Homeland Security is continuing to deal with urgent threats on Election Day. Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Gas prices are expected to continue to decline over the next few days as the price of oil continues to fall. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices have declined by 7 cents a gallon over the past week.
The national average is $2.74, now about 18 cents lower than where prices were a month ago when they averaged $2.92 per gallon.
You would have to go back to April to find a similar national average of $2.74 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. troops and Customs and Border Protection officers have put barbed wire fencing in place as four caravans are headed towards the United States-Mexico border. The caravans have reportedly grown to approximately 12,000 Central American immigrants. And Amazon has said they will have free shipping to everyone during their 2018 holiday season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some new information's coming out concerning Alec Baldwin's latest arrest in New York City. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The actor may have slapped and not punched his alleged victim during an argument over a parking space last week. As TMZ is reporting, law enforcement officials say the male driver who took Baldwin's parking spot later told cops the actor struck him with his hand. Officials say that description is more consistent with a slap rather than a punch, as had been reported. If it was a slap, it might not be considered assault if the two men were involved in a shoving match at the time.
Movies about music are tops at the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo,
do it again.
Galileo,
one more. How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody is queen at the box office, being the number one movie in America, earning $50 million over the weekend. Coming in at number two, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms with $20 million, followed by Nobody's Fool at number three. A Star is Born, the other musical movie, drops down to number four. And the remake of Halloween with Jamie Curtis drops down to number five. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I am Georgine Trinkle. I'm in the studio, and on the phone, I have with me Tracy. Tracy, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. We just love when technology works for us, because that almost never happens. So it's very exciting, and I've been letting our listeners know that you're here today so that we can help you promote your event, which I have pinned to the top of our Hot and Hunterdon page, but I haven't given any other information about where you're from or what we are promoting today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me with Georgine. So CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. And we are community volunteers who act as advocates in court on behalf of children who've been abused or neglected and are in the foster care system. Now, we have about a little more than 100 advocates who are serving more than 220 kids a year here in the Tri-County. And in order to do that, we need to raise funds. So We are holding our annual comedy night event this Friday, November 9th, at the Flemington Elks Lodge. The headliner is Vinny Brand of The Stress Factory. He's a very funny man. Tickets are only $35 for a night of fun, appetizers, and good friends.
Well, that sounds like such a great event. I was so happy that you could call in today because your event is right in Flemington and you serve Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren. So I thought this would be a great way to let our Hunterdon County listeners know and all of our surrounding county listeners as well that Flemington's a quick drive and sounds like you have a comedian lined up that has quite a following.
Yeah, and he, if you've ever heard him, he's really very funny. My husband and I saw him at the Stress Factory several years ago, and he asked how long we had been married, and at that time we said 5 years, and he said, how long have you known each other? And we said 30 years, and he said, well, what took you so long? Which was very funny.
Yes, please share. It's always that kind of show, too. Now, Tracy, can you get the tickets at the door?
You can, or you can order them online at www.casashaw.org, casashaw.org, and all of the reservations come right to me, so I will say thank you and give you direction from there if you would like to participate.
Can I get that online again at www.casashaw?
casashaw.org.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Okay, we will post a link on our Facebook page for the online tickets. We certainly pin the flyer to the top of the page for you. We always want to share information about CASA and the great work that you're out doing in the community. And I mentioned at the top of the hour here that it is National Caregivers Month. And so certainly a shout out to all of the foster families and all of the volunteers that are taking care of the children in our community.
Absolutely. We could not do the work we do without them.
Well, you do amazing work. So we'll continue throughout the hour, Tracy, to promote your event. It's right here in Flemington, and Restaurant Week also coincides with your event. So what a great idea to take advantage of some of the special menus for Restaurant Week in Flemington. It's a taste of Flemington. You can pick a restaurant, get the tickets, go to the comedy show, and have a great, very affordable evening, and for a great cause to support Flemington businesses and for CASA Shaw.
It sounds like a great plan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tracy. Please, we look forward to having you back in the studio again, and best of luck with your event.
Thank you so much, Georgine. Till next time.
Absolutely. Take care, Tracy.
You too. Bye-bye.
And that was Tracy from CASA Shaw, the executive director, who often talks to us about some of the trials and tribulations of the children in our community and the ways that we can support them and speak up for the child. So their fundraising events are important. Their funding, unlike many organizations, is not designated. It is every single dollar that they have to compete for. And there is no line item in the state budget that supports their work. So that makes it even more difficult for an organization like CASA Shaw to be able to generate funds and bring income and revenue into the organization. So it's really important when we have causes that we believe in that we try to do things to support them. Maybe you can't be a volunteer this year. The tremendous commitment, the year-long commitment, and the training that happens from that may be too much of a commitment, but making a donation or sending people you know over to their website, www.casashaw.org, get some tickets, and really have a great Friday night here in Flemington. Pick up some dinner at Restaurant Week, a taste of Flemington, and support our local businesses. And that's after your Thursday when you're attending the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo. So we have so much going on in this area, and we always try to lift up what we can that is nearby We talk sometimes around here about being able to approach living in this area as if we were a tourist. What would we do if we came here for vacation? What are the kinds of things that we would make sure that we do and how we participate? So I think that's a great way to be able to really explore where we live. The other event that is happening, it is happening on Friday night also, but there are three other different presentations. So that is the Wizard of Oz. That's on November 19th, the 10th, and the 11th. So at the 9th, you'll be busy at Tracy's event, but the 10th or the 11th, there are performances for our friends at the Immaculate Conception School. Their theater group is doing a production of, guess what? Wizard of Oz. So that is pretty exciting, and that's going on for 3 days, starting on November 9th. So I wanted to just be able to lift that up a little bit. Immaculate Conception School, we've had the different faculty on our show here. It's the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County, and we're always happy to have them on and learn what some of their students are doing. So right now their students are doing a trip for the Yellow Brick Road and the magical land of Oz. So I know I often would wish I had followed the Yellow Brick Road, and I often think that it's not too late. So if you want to share in the adventure, we have Dorothy and her friends. We have the Munchkins, the Monkeys, a Good Witch, and a Very Wicked Witch on their search for a heart, a brain, courage, and a way home. And I always think of the red shoes from that different presentations that they have, the different productions. So we have 3 dates where this is going on. You can attend any of the different performances, and you can get tickets. I will post a link on our Facebook page so you could get some information on that. And I'd also like to give a shout out right now to Immaculate Conception School, because when they were last here in the studio, they were talking about doing a project with their students. And I'm happy to say that last Thursday, Mrs. DeSero and I delivered about 1,500 pairs of brand new socks that were collected by the children and the parishioners and the faculty at Immaculate Conception School. And we were able to donate those at the Hunterdon County Human Service Fair that was last week. So that was really special when people were on the show actually reach out later on and start with a different project. It's really exciting to be able to see that come together and to know that there are residents in this county that may be on cash assistance or food stamps or disabled veterans, or they're disabled or they are with some other type of hardship. And at least they will know that people care about them and that they're willing to take time to donate some socks, an item to care about them. And I'm really proud that we can see that come to fruition. So that was a really great moment last week. So we have to do a few commercials, and then we'll be back to wrap up our last 15 or 20 minutes left on our show. We're talking about some other things that are going on in the month of November right here in Hunterdon County. Again, using the approach that we are tourists, and what would we like to see if we just came to this area for the first time, or here for a week or 2 weeks on vacation? Where are the places we would go? And hopefully that will help to generate ideas so that we don't miss out on the privilege that there is to living in this amazing area. We'll do our commercials, and then I'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterton is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterton County's businesses. Advancing Hunterton engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterton, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterton.
All right, so now we're back in the studio talking about some other Flemington and Hunterton County events that happen in November. So you know I have to give a shout out for the Turkey Trot that's right here in Flemington on Thanksgiving Day. So I think that's such a fun event. I love running that event. There are thousands of people on Thanksgiving Day, and it's such a great way to start out what is a day of thanks, and what better way of giving thanks than running a 5K or a 10K, right? It's pretty good. So we have that going on. And then there's an event that I didn't really know much about last year, but now I feel like I know a little bit more. So in Clinton, we have the Festival of Trees, and that starts, I believe, right after Thanksgiving on November 24th, it begins. And this event, I didn't really get it the last time, but there are a lot of volunteers that donate trees. You purchase a ticket for $10, and then you are able to look at the trees, and then I guess they give the trees away. So I guess I don't know as much about it as I would like to, but there is an addition to the entire Clinton Dickens Days that is happening. So it's a guest that was on Hot and Hunterton. I'm going to see if we could book them for the month of November. I know they're crazy busy, but Market Space Vendor Events is actually joining the Red Mill Museum this year for the Festival of Trees for the Winter Village at the Red Mill. So I love the idea of a winter village, and one of the things that I always wanted to do was to create a skating rink. They have these skating rings that they make and have ice skaters and come up with a festival around ice skaters on a rented ice rink, because we have nothing really like that in this area. So Lambertville has an amazing winter festival. So this is sort of along those lines. I think it's just a fabulous idea. So Market Space Vendor Events will be coming to Clinton, and they will be, I'm going to be checking this out here. So this at least tells me a little bit more about the Festival of Trees. So Market Space Vendors will be doing this event. It's going to be a German style outdoor tented and heated winter craft market in the heart of Clinton. So how great does that sound? I really hope we can get Market Space Vendor Events to do a whole segment with us. That sounds so perfect. And then the Festival of Trees has decorated tree and wreath silent auction fundraisers benefiting the museum's preservation. So you have, you can tour 12 historic buildings on the grounds that are decorated, and you'll see the Dickens Days actors and performers that will be roaming around. So that's really a great event. You pay $10 for this event. They have food trucks. I bet there'll be hot chocolate there, which, you know, we're all about the hot chocolate. And then the German-style holiday market. And I'm wondering if it's similar to the one that's at up in Lafayette. So it'll be the first year. I'm going to go visit it, and then I can report back. But there are many different vendors and crafters that have their information online. And then there will be some different food trucks and food vendors that will be available as well. So we know the Red Mill is the most photographed location in the state of New Jersey. So here is our way to promote and support that. So I'm really, really excited about their event and about the ability to try to support them and trying something new. It's not always easy to come up with something different and new, but when we do, it's really very worthwhile. And I think that if we can talk about that and share that information, I think that's really exciting. So we have some other events going on. And if I could unwrap my other CD, you can have some different music. So I'm going to try to do that. And while I do that, you can listen to a little music, and then we'll be back for just a few more minutes. So I accomplished that task. And I wanted to also give a shout out for another past guest on this show, Mike Mazzio, who completed the New York City Marathon yesterday. And as he keeps telling me, he's not a runner, but he ran the New York City Marathon. So definitely want to be able to give a shout out to him. He is an amazing person that's always supporting the different events. He's always doing things for veterans, and maybe we could get him to call in and talk to us a little bit about why he embarked, when he's not a runner, on this journey to support someone and what it was like to train for the New York City Marathon and what it was like to run that. So I think we just want to give a shout out to Mike for sure, Mike Mazzio, who's been on our show before, just for completing the New York City Marathon and for getting out there and always supporting different events and causes that are close to his heart. And hopefully we could get him to call in and text or give us a little more information. Maybe there's some pictures we could get from him for his journey yesterday for the New York City Marathon.
Scusa, ma è difficile parlare quando il tempo è così breve. Vorrei dirti così tante cose, ma non trovo le parole. La pazienza.
sempre qui al mio fianco. Sono certo we will meet once again. Quanto questa vita da so che adesso tocca a me, dentro al sorriso di un bambino.
All right, we're wrapping up the last few minutes of our show, and just to remind everyone, when we start getting to November, we certainly start to think about different issues people have with the holidays and depressional things that do come up, different mindsets this time of year. So it's always good to be able to change your mindset if you can, do new traditions, try different things, and to be able to explore and experience Hunterdon County in a new way as a tourist, with a different mindset, as an opportunity to see new things. This is such an amazing area. And this time of year, with the changing of the seasons and the different lights and leaves and all of that, is really amazing. And to explore it and experience it, it can really change your mood, and it can invigorate you. We've had guests on 2 weeks ago. We had a guest on talking about outdoor activities and going to different trails in the county parks and doing outdoor exercises, just enjoying all of that in the environment that we have available to us. So that is my 2-minute soapbox, I guess, that I'm kicking over here in the studio, because I know when this time of year comes in, we have the changing of the clocks, which occurred over the weekend. And so now, starting this Monday, for many more Mondays to come, I'll be leaving the studio in the dark, and we have less sunlight, and a lot of people with seasonal disorders, that is a huge trigger, the lack of light. So let's try to advance ourselves in a way that's healthy and lets us experience all the things and the amazing wonders of Hunterdon County. So we have a whole lot of things to do this week. We have the CASA event Friday night. You have the plays for Immaculate Conception School for the Yellow Brick Road there. And there are 3 different dates of performances. And you have the Hunterdon County Expo on November 8th. So I hope you take advantage of all these things and have an amazing week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Democrat and Republican candidates across the country will make their final pitch to voters today before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump at a rally earlier today in Ohio.
In the last month alone, we added 250,000 jobs. And these are beautiful, brand new, spanking new jobs in the month of October. We brought back nearly 500,000 people, and we brought them into the workforce.
Meanwhile, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta joined Fox News and has some advice for the Democrats.
The Democrats do take control of the House. I think it would behoove them
to try to see if there are not some areas that they can work out some compromises with the president in order to get some things done. I think that's what the American people really want.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Fed Reserve policymakers will be meeting later this week. With a preview, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
With the economy strong, wages rising, and joblessness at a near five-decade low, the Federal Reserve remains on track to keep raising interest rates, though it's not expected to do so this week. After the Fed's latest policy meeting, it's expected to signal a very healthy outlook for the economy, but will hold off on any further credit tightening, according to most analysts. The Fed has raised rates three times this year, lifting its benchmark rate to a range 2% to 2.25%, which is still low by historical standards. And again, most economists believe the statement the Fed will issue Thursday when its policy meeting ends will hint of another imminent increase, probably in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow was up 190 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pete Davidson, a cast member on NBC's Saturday Night Live, is under fire for mocking the appearance of Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw is a Republican who's running for Congress in Texas, and he lost his eye in Afghanistan. Crenshaw joined Fox and was asked his reaction to SNL making fun of him.
Well, you know, they probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty. I do think that in today's culture, in today's politics, we tend to throw rocks at each other back and forth, demanding apologies for every upset that is done to us. Now, they certainly crossed the line, but their apology won't mean anything to me. I think what they should do is maybe pool their money together and donate to some veterans charities out there that could really use some help.
He also explains what happened in the battle where he lost his eye.
Well, so that particular mission, we were in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. There was an IED, about 15 pounds of explosives, basically a homemade landmine that went off right in front of me. It killed my interpreter, and it completely blinded me. I was put into a medically induced coma to recover. I woke up 5 days later. My right eye was gone, and they weren't sure if I'd ever see out of my left eye again. It's actually a miracle that I can see at all.
And finally, it was back on this.